Now look at section 213 and 214. Section 213 is fabrication of evidence. So he will have to now establish that the Attorney General has fabricated evidence, one. And the Attorney General has vehemently denied him. So they say they have evidence that he has fabricated or asked. In fact, one, this has got to do with fabrication of evidence, okay? So that's a person who fabricates evidence. But in the instant case, the Attorney General is being accused of telling someone else to go and fabricate evidence. So they said they have proof of that. They should bring it. So that would be an inchoate offense. So not clearly falling under 213, 214. In fact, 214 is not even an offense creating section. So maybe my friend should look at that claim again under 214. The offense creating section is 213. And the Attorney General has grossly and has expressly denied saying. Now let's look at the issue of the Legal Professions Act, which has also been the Legal Professions, the regulations, the LI. Now we are talking about an Act of Parliament, and we are being thrown with an LI. So the LI is subservient to an Act of Parliament. The LI is a subsidiary legislation. It's a legislative instrument. It is not an Act of Parliament. It doesn't carry the weight an Act of Parliament does. Now, what does the Act of Parliament say? And I'm talking about Act 1077. Act 1077, if you look at Section 162C, what Section 162C says is that the plea negotiation referred to in Section 162A may be initiated by an accused person or counsel for the accused person. A prosecutor in charge of the prosecution can also initiate. Now, if you look at the entirety of the Act, Act 1079, it is expressly written there that you can negotiate with either the accused person or counsel for the accused person. And this is what is written in an Act of Parliament. So then how do you go to town throwing about an LI? And I've seen some media houses splash it on their screen. The LI 13, Rule 13 says this. Really? When an Act of Parliament is saying specifically that you can have this negotiation with either the accused person or it's not disjunctive. So it's not conjunctive.
Yeah.
It's disjunctive. When you say that or, it means you can do it with either person. And this is the situation where it is the accused person who has... In fact, the law is clear. I don't think this begs any ambiguity.
So, what was the you are still sitting within the criminal remit. The question that I'm asking really is, since you are saying that these claims against your boss are untrue, will your boss seek like civil remedies in a defamatory suit?
Once again, I say as it stands now, it's not necessary. I mean, these are political discussions, and the accused person or the first accused person has been charged with a criminal offense, which is willfully causing financial loss to the state. So if the defense in this case is that the Attorney General had negotiations with the third accused person, if that's the defense, then it will be a bit difficult in court for the defense, I should say.
Wolverfoss, thank you.